first sugya that we encounter in Masechta Zvachim in the Gemara is as the subject of the Masechta is what is the halacha when a carbon was brought with the proper intention? What is the halacha when a carbon was brought with not the proper intention? And the Gemara begins a discussion, what is the halacha of stoma if it was brought with no specific intention? How does the halacha look at that circumstance? The Shibarle Haleket in Inyan Tefillah Simen Yud Zayin tells us, Tzarech HaMespalel, if somebody is davening, he has to stand Lamed Be'ema Be'yira Be'resa B'zazeya. He has to stand by davening in fear and trepidation. Ulechavim Liboy B'tfilosoy, and to have kavona when he davens. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Tochen Libam Takshiv Aznechem. When you have Tochen Libam, when you have the proper kavona, Takshiv Aznechem. Continues the Shibarle Haleket, V'shtzarech Adam L'chavnes Liba B'tfilosoy, a person is supposed to have kavona when he davens. K'yalpinan Mechana, as we learn from Chana, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'chane hi medaberes aliba. Chana was medaberes aliba v'amr belozer mikan l'mespal shetzorach shechaven l'chaven eslibay. From here we learn that one davens he has to have kavona. Yemri yabishem Rebbe Lozer oimer hamespalol v'loy kiven eslibay. If somebody davens without kavona, im yedei shun choizer mechaven libay. If he knows that if he'll repeat the davening, he will have kavona, yachsev yispal. He should daven again. But if not, there's no point in davening. So the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed, Masechta Zvachim, teaches us that what happens if somebody davens without kavana, what is going to be halacha if he didn't have kavana, but he just davened. He stood there and said the words. So he says, our Gemara teaches us that stama, that if you daven, if you have stam, it's considered that you had the proper kavana. So therefore, he says, the same should be by tefillah. That if you didn't have the opposite of kavana, since you're davening, that should be enough that it should be considered a valid tefillah. Of course, one can make the argument that by carbon, so somebody went and designated an animal as a carbon, so that shows that he's interested in bringing a carbon. So yes, as we learn in our Masechta and our Perek, that is perhaps inadequate, and what a person is supposed to do is also have to have kavana. But he did something that shows that he is serious about what he's doing. Whereas over here, he's not really doing anything. Just because I'm davening, standing and saying some words, does that make it into tefillah? So the Shaila Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi in Simen Chof Beis, and he says that this is what he thinks is the opinion of the Rishonim. This is the opinion of the Zohar. As long as you stand and you have kavan and you know that you're standing in front of Hashem, that is enough that you should be mekayim the mitzvah tefillah. But actually, he wants to suggest that it really is connected to much more fundamental machlokes rishonim. There's machlokes rishonim, what is the concept of kavana by tefillah? What is the concept of tefillah? Some say it's connected kabonis tiknam, that the tefillahs correspond to the kabonis, and some say that the kabonis are connected ovis tiknam. So the Cheshukei Chemed wants to suggest, if we say that the tefillos are connected the kabbalas. So just like we're learning in our sugya, that by a carbon, if you did it stoma, just with stam, it's good. Here too, the halacha would be that stoma is adequate. But if we say that tefillos are connected avos tikna, so they have their own special rules. And we cannot say whatever is the halacha by kabbonis should also be the halacha by tefillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Shas of Tshuvas Michas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, Sif Beis, Perek Beis, says a very important concept, which is very much based on what we learn in our Gemara. Our Gemara on Daf Beis on the Beis introduced a new concept. When the Gemara was speaking about stoma, and the Gemara wants to speak, how do we know that stoma is good by a carbon? So the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes what we learn in a Mishnah later in Am Masecht on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Ketzad L'shmon V'shloi L'shmon, if you brought a carbon Pesach, at first you had Kavon L'shem Pesach, and then you had Kavon L'shem Shlomo. Says the Gemara, Tamad Om L'shem Pesach L'shem Shlomo. But if you would have said, so that's because you had to have kavanah l'shem Pesach b'stoma. But if you would have said, it would be kosher. So we see stama l'shman domi. Says the Gemara, dim l'sham nihasam domi kaim al das rishayna waisa. So what's the Gemara saying? When does the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph say it's not a good carbon? When he had kavanah l'shem Pesach, and he expressly had kavanah also afterwards l'shem shlomim. But it seems if you would have said l'shem Pesach and stoma, it would be kosher. Why? Says the Gemara. From here we see that stoma is not a problem. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. You know why? Because dilma shani hasam, dama kol oyus al das rishonu oyso. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that if somebody starts with a good machshava, and then he has no other machshava, there the halach is, we could always rely on the original machshava. So that's why indeed, if you started with Pesach, and then you went to stoma, it's kosher. But that doesn't mean, if you would have started with stoma, it would be good. So Shlomo Zalman, in that tshuva, uses this concept regarding kavana by krishma and by tefillah. He says that, so first he wants to say that as long as you had kavana at the beginning, that should be good enough. And that's why, and we'll speak about this perhaps later, I saw from Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita, we know the halacha is, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Hamispal Tzorosh Yechavim B'chol HaBrochus. When somebody davens Shemon Esrei, he's supposed to have kavana by all the brachas. V'meheni yochel chavim b'kulam. If you can't have kavana by all the brachas, l'fachas yechavim b'ovis. At least you should have kavana by the first three brachas by ovis. Im loy kivim b'ovis. Yet, if you didn't have kavana by ovis, af fapisha kivim kol ashar yachs v'ispal. You have to daven over. Says the Ramah, that nowadays, any chayzer b'shvil chesar and kavana. You don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei because you don't have kavana. Because says the Ramah, shaf v'chazaru karvu shi lo yichavin im kein lo lamayachzu. He says, what's the point of davening again if you're going to not have kavana the second time any more than the first time? The Rashba, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef, Yesh li zor ba'ovis, shilo yehei li ba'ypainer ba'emtza brach v'dvar mecherim. One has to be very careful when he's saying the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei, not to think about anything else. But filu in Beis Yom Akach Atevus Abrach Yachs V'Chavim. And the B'Alocha quotes this Rajva. The one is supposed to have special kavanah by others. Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, why are you supposed to have kavanah, especially by the first three brachas? Says, based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if you started your tefillah, if you started the carbon, bringing it in a proper fashion, so even if afterwards you don't have that proper kavanah, we al kala oisa al das rishonahu oisa. You could rely on the original kavanah, and therefore same thing by Shemona Esrei. If you started your Shemona Esrei with saying the avos, the first three brachas properly, so then you're fine. Even if you go further, however, Rav Shlomo Zalman, using this concept, wants to say that how could I say that by davening? How could I say that by one saying Krishma? When one is davening or one is saying Krishma, if he doesn't have kavana, so then his tefillah is not a tefillah. His Krishma is not a Krishma. And therefore, to rely on kavana, das rishayna waisa, is difficult. But then, he himself says that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Dalet Sif Dalet says that if somebody said Uksaftem of the second parish of Krishma, so the question is, he doesn't know where he's holding. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins Sirche Nakit V'Asa. We could imagine that he said it properly. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, this person, obviously, if he doesn't even know where he's standing in Krishma, obviously is no better than Stoma, or even worse than Stoma. He's a person that doesn't know what he's saying, if he can't even know which sentence in Krishma he's up to. So how could we allow him to continue Krishma if I say, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you don't know what you're saying, that's not called davening? So Shlomo Zalman therefore says that he seems to still want to hold that if you don't know what you're saying, you don't have kavanah for what you're saying, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. But on the other hand, he says that from that halacha there's a question, and therefore he wants to differentiate between when you're saying something yourself versus when you're listening and you want to be yotzeh through listening. When you're saying something yourself, it's critical. There it's not as critical to have the kavanah where when you're not even saying it and you just want to be yotze by hearing it from somewhere else, there the kavanah is much more critical.